A couple of busloads of concerned residents, along with elected officials, are expected in downtown Nashville on Tuesday. They plan to speak at a hearing about air pollution that some hope will slow down controversial gas pipeline projects in Joelton and Antioch. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
There's been resistance to a gas compressor station in Joelton going on 2 years now, and in Antioch starting this spring. Two companies want to install large turbine engines to pump natural gas through cross-country pipelines. The Joelton project already has several key approvals, but opponents like the Southern Environmental Law Center are still fighting, especially over air quality. They say the operation is equivalent to a jet engine running 24 hours a day and emitting fumes. The Law Center is sharing stories like this from Joelton resident Jennifer Mayo, mother to a four-year-old with asthma.
To have a kid that has those types of breathing issues within a mile and a half of something that's putting out those types of emissions constantly, it's not good.
Opponents want to make the case to the Air Pollution Control Board. That panel is considering whether to follow Nashville's lead. Earlier this year, Metro added air quality as one consideration when issuing building permits or rezoning properties. If the state adopts the same thinking, that would add a layer of oversight on projects like the gas compressors. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.